You know how they never let the president and the vice president travel together because of the danger? Here we are all on the platform all at once.
It's the danger. It's a bulletproof
pulpit. It's a tough crowd.
It is not. So before we have Eric confirm his covenant as a new elder, I'd like him to just address us and tell us why it is that he has chosen to serve as an elder here. Okay? So, Eric, there you go.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you all. I do have some notes. Well, speaking off the cuff sometimes works, other times
I forget. Let me move this out of your way.
Some comments that I really thought would be important for the occasion. Really, my journey as a believer started in May of 1988. That was a very unique month in my life. I was saved. I was subsequently baptized. I actually found my baptismal certificate that actually proved that it actually happened in May of 1988, and my memory wasn't completely just blotto. I was working at Safeway, stocking bread, and I was hanging out with all of my post-high school buddies. I'd just turned 21, and we were not what you would call upstanding members of society. We were basically just a pack of losers. But fortunately, the Lord did a work in my heart, and everything changed. A lot changed. And so really, that just kind of started my 33-year journey of walking with the Lord, imperfectly, mind you, because no matter what, I am 54 years a sinner next week and 33 years as a Christian. And so standing here today is very humbling. Let me read a little bit of scripture here. First Timothy 3:1 says, "The saying is trustworthy. If anyone aspires to the office of overseer, he desires a noble task." And I read those words. I've read those words numerous times over my walk, and I thought, oh, yeah, that's a noble task, but it's not me. I haven't arrived. It's not like, oh, yeah, I'm prepared and ready for that. That's still not me today. It doesn't, oh, yeah, I'm totally elder material. Yeah, sign me up. I don't feel that. And especially, it's interesting, though, because as I get to know Scripture, it really helps me understand and recognize that God, being God, as he shows us in Hebrews 11, also known as the Hall of Faith, talks about some of these Old Testament saints that we all have come to know and appreciate, and we look at their lives and we recognize that, you know, Noah, he built an ark. People didn't know what oceans were just because there wasn't that type of thing, and yet God said, Noah, I want you to build an ark because something's going to happen that's going to wipe out humanity. And so Noah builds an ark, and humanity's wiped out except for Noah and his family, and after they land, they're on dry ground, and it's not long before Noah plants himself a vineyard and makes some wine and gets drunk a couple times. I think of Abram and Sarai, who Abram is called by God, go, I'm going to take you to the promised land. But here he is. He's talking to God and yet goes to his wife, you know, hey, tell them you're my sister so they won't kill me. Okay, wow, there's a man of faith. And yet, oddly enough, here he is in Hebrews in this hall of faith. And I was actually just reading this morning about Aaron. So Moses is up on the mountain, shrouded in clouds and thunder and lightning. And the Israelites are like, holy cow, what the heck? And they're down there and they're just kind of hanging out. And they're like, hey, Aaron, we don't know what happened to Moses. Make us an idol. He says, all right, rip the gold earrings out of your ears and give them to me. And he takes these gold earrings that the Israelites were asked to physically rip these things out of the ears. And he carefully crafts an idol out of this gold. There's God on the mountain. Don't know where Moses is at, but here's Aaron. He's going to solve the Israelites' problems because they're finicky and complaining. Make us an idol. Then Moses comes down because God says, Moses, go deal with your people. I see a parenting thing there because it's normally, go deal with your child. That's the problem child. God's like, hey, Moses, go deal with your people. And then Aaron, you know, he's like, oh, yeah, I don't know, Moses, they gave me all this stuff. I threw it in the fire, and out popped this idol. And it's like, what are you, nine? You're trying to go, I'm going to get one over on Dad. He'll never know. And yet, here's Aaron is this mouthpiece that God provided to Moses. And so all that to say is my worth really isn't determined about my own opinion of myself. It's determined by the blood of Christ, and his death on the cross has saved me. God uses people like me, sinners. And it's not only that, it's the fact that Don and Steve saw something in me and were willing to put my name in front of the congregation, and you affirmed what they saw, which is very humbling to me. It's very humbling to be recognized, especially after Steve's sermon. It's like, oh gosh, man, this is a heavy, weighty thing, and it's an important thing. And so I don't embark upon it lightly. I don't embark upon it. It's like, oh yeah, look at me, elder material. That's just not who I am. I'm just not. You know, I will very much covet each of your prayers because I know I'm a sinner and I know that I'm going to stumble and fall, but I know that the Lord is still going to use me, and he's going to use me in this congregation, not only for my own benefit, but your benefit and for his glory. And so I'm very honored to be a member of the elder board here at Christian Family Fellowship. And it's kind of funny because I'm just making a few notes earlier in the service, second service. And I thought of the idea, and it's like, well, elder is an honorific, and that's a great honorific. But, you know, the idea of being known as Elder Eric just makes me think of a young man in a suit on a bicycle, and I'm just not quite sure that I'm ready for that yet. But we'll have to work on that one. But really, that was it. It was being an elder is nothing that I've ever sought out. I didn't go to the pastors and say, hey, can you make me an elder because I think it would be really cool. Because it just wasn't on my mind. Did I aspire to be? Absolutely. Because these are what we've all been called to be equipped. So, yeah.
Thank you, Eric. You know, Eric brings up a very important point in that none of the men standing on this platform right now are without sin. We're all sinners saved by grace. Amen?
Amen.
I don't mean to speak for you, Don, but but I'm calling you a sinner.
As a pastor friend of mine once said, you have no idea.
Amen. But as Eric has just said, we are called by God for this purpose and affirmed by you, by the church. And so we are blessed to serve. It is a great honor, but it is also a great responsibility. And so we require our elders to enter into an elder covenant. And so we want to do that before you as our witnesses today. Let me just read this, and then Eric's going to affirm it. The office of elder at Christian Family Fellowship exists to shepherd, care for, and equip the members of our church to proclaim the gospel and display a passion for following Jesus Christ as we know him more and make him known to others. We do this by modeling Christ-like behavior, by teaching the whole counsel of Scripture, by guarding the doctrinal purity of the church, and by properly stewarding all of the financial and material resources entrusted to our oversight. We work with purpose, diligence, and joy to make disciples, to properly administer the sacraments of baptism and the Lord's Supper, to practice church discipline when required, and to raise up and train the future leaders of our church to perpetuate the work that God has given us to do. To this cause, I, Eric Moody, as an elder of Christian Family Fellowship, commit. And I'm going to read these six things that I'd like you to acknowledge by saying, I will. You commit, one, to live in a way that reflects the regenerating, saving faith God has graciously given to me.
I will.
To teach in accordance with the Christian Family Fellowship Statement of Faith and the Second London Baptist Confession of 1689 as amended by Christian Family Fellowship.
I will.
To inform the elders if your convictions should change and are no longer consistent with the Christian Family Fellowship Statement of Faith.
I will.
To regularly participate in the corporate worship of the church, to regular formal and informal teaching of sound doctrine, to give significantly to the financial needs of the church, and to pray consistently for the needs of the members.
I will.
Five, to deal with conflict and sin in my personal life and within my leadership duties quickly and biblically. To submit my personal desires to the decisions of the elders as a whole. And to willingly and humbly accept suggestions or corrections by the elders and congregation.
I will.
To graciously relinquish the duties and responsibilities of this office if necessary.
I will.
Congratulations. Praise God. And I have no doubt that Eric means what he says. He has proven himself a leader in our church. As most of you know, he leads our largest home fellowship group. And God is blessing his ministry and his teaching there. And we look forward to what God has in store for us ahead. Amen? Well, I'm going to ask Pastor Don to lead us in prayer for Eric, and then I will close.
Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you that Eric did not cut and run after hearing these qualifications. Thank you for his affirmation to agree to this covenant that the elders of this church have witnessed and signed on to. Father, thank you that you have brought him to this point in his life through many trials and tribulations. But Father, again, seeing your hand of electing predestination upon him to bring him to be a minister in your church. What a joy, Father, to see you at work in his life. Thank you that we have had the opportunity now for several years to know he and Molly and the family better. Father, they are truly an example of what a good Christian family should be, which is a model that we all need. So, Father, I pray that you would continue to bless their family, bless Eric in this ministry, and Father, that he might find joy in being a shepherd over our lives, that he might find joy in contributing to the teaching and preaching and growth ministry of this church. Yes. And Father, that you would bless those activities. I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Heavenly Father, I agree with Pastor Don, and we thank you, Lord, for this wonderful addition to our leadership team, a new elder, Father God. Someone who's already established himself as an example, as a teacher, as one who's willing to speak the truth in love. Father God, we just pray that you will knit us together as elders, that we might share the burden that you've placed on us of leading your church. And we do pray, Father God, that you will lead, guide, and direct us through your Spirit and through your Word. And we give you thanks for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Well, we're going to ask Eric to go back to his drums. We're going to close with a song, and then you guys can congratulate him afterwards, okay? God bless you, brother. Yeah, you can apply.